I don't know if the P1s knew this, but the Cowboys had a Super Bowl watching party.
Hmm.
It was an organizational Super Bowl watching party, and Jerry invited a bunch of people on his staff and team to watch the game with him. I don't know how it went, but joining us now on the ticket is a Deep Throat informant who was there at that party in that very room. Now, we have had to digitally alter his voice to protect his identity. That was one of the conditions that we would make for him to come on the show. So here he is. Good morning, Deep Throat informant. Thank you for your courage.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about this party and what happened?
No, I cannot.
Can you please?
Okay. I watched the Super Bowl with all the Cowboy notables. Jerry. His children's. Coach David.
Mm-hmm.
Both of the Bryants were there.
Both of the Bryants?
Bills and Dallas. Zeke was there too.
Mm.
Along with Witten.
Jason Witten.
Jason.
Yeah.
Witten. It was a wild night. By the first quarter, Jerry was drunk as a skunk. David kept to himself. He kept himself busy trying to avoid being fired by Jerry. Zeke, he was out of control.
Oh no, we don't want to hear that.
He honked everyone's boobs.
Everyone's?
Men's, women's, dogs. Mannequins, garden gnomes. No one was spared from his boob honking wrath. He was so drunk and so sick. Things blew up in the third quarter when Jason made one too many positive comments about Nick Foles. Jerry said, I'm tired of getting so close to death without winning another Super Bowl.
Mm.
And I have come to the Jerry conclusion that you, Garrett, are what's preventing me from doing so.
Wow, that's big.
Because you are a backup quarterback, robotic, red-headed yes man. I think you're the problem with this team, Jason responded at gunpoint.
Whoa.
Well, this set Jerry off. He picked up the nearest Chase lounge and cracked it over Jason's back.
Oh no, it got physical again.
Jason picked up a ficus tree and a futon and clapped them on either side of Jerry's head.
I didn't realize either were so strong.
Jerry then pulled out a bazooka and sent Jason running into the kitchen for cover. At this point, Dallas Bryant went crazy and started flinging his dung while Zeke began honking whatever throw pillows he could find to relieve tension. The Jerry fired the bazooka.
Oh no.
And it was an errant shot. It destroyed Gene's new $100 million art installation. She lost her temper and threw a Lombardi trophy at Jerry.
Oh, hell's breaking loose.
Garrett began making pancakes in order to distract Jerry with breakfast goodness.
Yeah, because he was already in the kitchen, I guess.
But Jerry found him and both men began grappling on the floor. It was then, and only then, that Dez began to throw his own gun in solidarity with Dallas Bryant. Witten then joined them in the gun-flinging goodness.
Oh my goodness.
As the knife cut off Jerry's hairpiece. I heard a war cry escape from Jason's mouth when he held it up. This is when things began to get out of control.
Oh, that's when.
Gary Jr. pulled off his rowdy mask and began spraying the crowd with bullets.
Bullets?
Gary then said, "Everyone, stop, stop. What are we doing here? We're all Dallas Cowboys. We all want to win the Super Bowl." That calmed everyone down and left them contemplative and shaking their heads. Yes, yes, we do want to win a Super Bowl.
Okay.
I looked at the dung-covered faces and realized we were all one. We were all stupid people who followed Jerry Jones into the NFL grave.
Oh, Deep Dipper, I didn't know no more and how it ended. But we have more questions. Oh, I guess he's gone.
There he is, another Deep Throat Informant report.